the investment returns you can reap. In this book, you'll learn how to use high-risk, high-reward investment strategies safely and effectively. I've called all the key information, useful market indicators, and tips for avoiding losses that I've gleaned from my years of experience as a professional stock analyst and educator. You'll discover the inner workings of high-risk investments, determine when to buy and sell, and, if all goes to plan, watch your profits grow. A few of the 30 topics we'll cover are cryptocurrencies, high-growth stocks, call and put options, special purpose acquisition companies, or SPACs, meme stocks, leverage exchange traded funds, or ETFs, double digit dividend paying stocks, futures trading, and non-fungible tokens, or NFTs. Even if you're willing to start using high-risk investing strategies right away, I urge you to take your time to learn these strategies thoroughly before investing real money. I also recommend starting small. The entire purpose of using high-risk, high-reward strategies is to take a small amount of money and generate a large return. Betting too much money on a high-risk strategy is a mistake that many beginners make, and I don't want that to happen to you. That's why I mentioned the importance of controlling risk in every chapter. To help you manage the associated risks, each chapter includes detailed examples showing you step-by-step how to employ these high-risk investment strategies. They will include stories about how investors have won and lost on some of these high-risk trades. The goal of a beginner's guide to high-risk, high-reward investing is to teach you how to use these high-risk investment strategies responsibly so that you can achieve your short and long-term investment goals. Let's get started.
Chapter 1. A Primer on High-Risk, High-Reward Investing. In most investing books, a grizzled Wall Street veteran extols the benefits of buying S&P 500 index funds, holding them for 40 years, and retiring with a few million bucks in the bank. The salt-and-pepper-haired old-timer then expounds on the virtues of holding gold stocks before bragging about how his all-weather stock-picking system will help you retire early. And at some point, without fail, he'll mention that if you bought $5,000 of Amazon stock 20 years ago, you'd have enough cash now to buy a beach house. Of course, buying and holding index funds over many years is a great way to build wealth in the stock market. As a millennial with many years left in my investing journey, I employ this approach with nearly half my portfolio. But you didn't buy this book to learn about the merits of index funds. As the title states, this is a book on high-risk, high-reward investment strategies. I'm here to show you how to trade short squeezes like GameStop, GME, and discover cryptocurrencies that can surge 300% in a matter of days. Do you like dividend-paying stocks? I'll show you the best way to find double-digit dividend payers that will pay for themselves in a few short years. And if you're tired of financial talking heads telling you how much you could have made by buying Amazon 20 years ago, rest assured, my plan is to show you how to find the next Amazon. But most importantly, I'm going to give you step-by-step instructions on how to use these high-risk strategies safely so you can try to avoid losing a lot of money. Understanding risk. At its core, risk is a study of uncertainty. It's our attempt to figure out what the actual return on an investment will be compared to what's expected. The better you are at assessing risk, the better you'll be as an investor. I've been a stock analyst for the better part of a decade. During this time, I've had the pleasure of learning from some of the world's best and brightest financial minds, including John Malden, Felix Zuloff, and Jared Dillian. Many of these experts will make appearances later in this book. I've also spent a lot of time talking to individual investors, mainly through direct messages on my popular social media channels. And if there's one thing I've learned, it's that new investors are terrible at assessing risk. That's why risk assessment is a major focus of this book. Low risk versus high risk decision making. Every person reading this book has likely made a risk assessment today. For instance, let's say that you're driving down a busy street during rush hour. You're running late for an important meeting, so you're trying to barrel through the upcoming intersection quickly. As you approach the bustling four-way intersection,